Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chaf, and we are up to the Mishnah on Yutesma Beis. I just had one source that I did not get to mention yesterday, and that is we have some amazing lines in Chazal, in the Gemara, right before the Mishnah, where we darshan the pasuk of a dibarta bam, right, that you should speak in them. What is it speaking in them? So we mentioned the gra, bam is a allusion to Torah Shebechsav Beis and Torah Shebalpeh Me'emasai. The dibarta bam, you should speak in them, that you have to be mashmiel azav, you have to speak a little louder in kriyashma, but not in tefillah. Another pshat is only speak in them, or we shouldn't speak in divrei chol. That's the dibarta bam. Speak in Torah. We're not supposed to be wasting our lives. As the Chafetz Chaim writes in one place, that each person is given a certain amount of words for their lives. Certain amount of words. And it's our choice to choose what to use those words for. Right? Do we use them for Kedusha? Do we use them for the opposite of Kedusha? So along these lines is the, just to remind everyone of the Pirush Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, which we've mentioned in the past, where the Rambam discusses on the Mishnah that says, V'lo matzasi l'guf tov ela shtika, I never found a better midah than quiet, being quiet, shtika, bowling piv, holding back what I'm going to say. The Rambam there talks about everything we say in life, every word that comes out of our mouth could be in one of five categories. Five categories. Everything we say. When we get up to Shemayim, we're going to see the cash register, and we'll see how much was in each category of our words. Number one, he says, is the what's mitzuveh, meaning Kriya Satorah, Brachos, Kriya Shema. Number one is the most extreme, what we have to say. Number two is what is usur to say, the two opposite extremes. Eder Sheker, Kazav, Rechilus, Lashon Hara, right, the Nivol Peh. Right? What's usur? What's a mitzvah and what's usur? Number five, let's go to now, is what he calls divrei rishus, meaning it's not mitzvah, but it's what has to be spoken about. You know, talking to your wife about shopping and carpools and just getting things done and business, all things that it's not specifically mitzvah directly, Torah directly, but it's life. You know, life, we have to be involved. So that's what he says. Hudiber b'mashenogei la'adam b'mischaro parnasaso ma'achalo. What's for supper? Mishteo malbusho yeser kol tzrachav. I need a new belt. Whatever. Any different divrei rishus. V'zer rishus einenu lo ratzui v'lo meruchak. It's not great, meaning anything amazing, but it's not anything bad. And then you have the other two categories. And those are the two where we show our true colors. And that is what the Rambam calls number one. What's meruchak? And one is ratsui. Miruchak is gray area negative. Meaning not mamish asur, but, you know, it's not a really so fine to talk that way. It's a way that people on the street might talk. It's not mamish asur, but it's not so great. We wouldn't say that in front of our Rosh Yeshiva. You know, like a meruchak. And then the other category is the opposite of that in balance. That is ratsui. Meaning not specifically Torah or mitzvah, but ideas that are proper to speak about. Dibur, b'shevach, hamalos, hagionios. Speaking about philosophy, the Rambam would say, speaking about other ideas. La'oras hanefesh l'zeh b'ne'umimu b'shirim. Right, so he says good things. Shevach chachamim, sipur chashivus malosam. You know, talking about great people, to be inspired by them. Kadei lachaviv hanagoseim be'enei b'nei adam yelchul baruchoseim. Okay, so that's the category. So everything we do, so v'dibarta bum. What does bum include? For sure, category one. Category three is not a violation, right? You have to, you need that. So at least it's for sure a violation of the Dvarim Asurim. So maybe it's also including the last two categories. That's really the important ones where we have to make sure that we focus on. And we make more of the fifth category into the second category, right? That's the job that we have. Okay, we continue now. Says the Mishnah. Pikesh liz namnim. So the Kohen Gadol is getting tired. It's the night of Yom Kippur. It's Erev Yom. He's had a big week. The big week. He's been with the Talmid Chachamim that have taught him everything. That more that day he practiced the Chafina. He practiced the Ktores. And he had a shvua that was a very serious experience for him, that what he had to go through. So it's Yom Kippur night. So he's had a big week. Bikshu list namne, but he has a big day coming up. If he's starting to fall asleep, Pirche kahuna makin lefana ve'etzba tsreda. The young Kohanim used to make noise in front of him with etzba tsreda. We'll have to see what that means. Va'omer malon, they say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Amod, stand up, v'hafeik achaz ala ritzpa, put your feet on the floor. As we know, the floor was stone, the floor was cold. That's one of the reasons they had the fire in the Beis HaMokah to keep it a little warm. They even got sick sometimes from the fact that it was cold. But stand up on the floor, there's not allowed to be during the Avoda, there's not allowed to be a hefsek between the Kohanim's feet and the floor, right? They can't wear socks. No socks, that's a hefsek, that's a chatzitza. Right? You can't wear that, to be touching. So that'll wake him up a little bit, right? And they involved him until the time, came time for this manashchita. Not exactly the same idea, but if you look in the Kagdama of the Pa'as HaShulchan, Rav Yisrael Mishklov, he wrote the Sefer, we know the Shulchan Aruch is the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramaz commentary is called the Mapa. If you look on the first page, it's the tablecloth over the Shulchan Aruch, and then we have various other Mefarshim that connect to the Shulchan Aruch. So one of them, the Rav Yisrael Mishklov, the 1700s, star pupil of the Gra, wrote the Pa'as HaShulchan, the corner of the table, where he discusses all the mitzvos that the Shulchan Aruch left out because it wasn't Zolomaisa for him. Many of the mitzvos are Tuliyas Baaretz, even though he was in Sfat, but he didn't write in depth on all of the many of the mitzvahs that applies. That's the Rav Yisrael Mishklov. In the Hakdama, it's about a 20-page Hakdama, it's a beautiful read. He taught a lot of the stories of the Gra that we have are from him, eyewitness. He writes it there. So he says, I saw when the Gra was falling asleep at night, he used to put his feet in ice water. He used to put up a bucket with cold water and he used to put his feet, I don't know how many, they didn't have ice trays in the Gra's house, but they just had cold water. They put it in Vilna, it gets pretty cold. He went down to the river, got some, put his feet in it, so he would stay awake. Where did he get that from? This Mishnah right here. This Mishnah, keep your feet cold to stay awake. That's what they told the Kohen Gadol. Stand up. That's exactly where the Gra must have gotten from. Okay. Says the, and that's where also, just to mention the other story in there that I've mentioned before, is that the Vilna Gaon, he writes, was a baki in every chachma in the world. Every chachma. He says chachma, he says botany, and musica, and all the different types of chachmas. And he wanted to become a baki in what he calls chachmas hanituach, which probably means anatomy. Chachmas hanituach. And he wanted to go study refuah in order to become a bakin chavos hanituach. And his father didn't let him. This is the version that's written there. The father didn't let him because he said, if you study refuah and then you become a doctor, you're going to be the best doctor in the world. You're going to have to spend your time healing people. And you're not going to have time to be the gra. And therefore, it's not your tafkin. His father didn't let him go. Right? That's the version. So again, this isn't against doctors, chas v'shalom. If somebody taught us to be a doctor, you should be a doctor. But if the gross tafkid was to be the gra, right? So that's the one chachma that he didn't become a baki in. I'm sure he was a baki in it more than many others. But either way, that's the story that is told there. Okay, says the Gemara. So my tsreda, what does it mean? Etzba tsreda. What is tsreda? What does that word mean? So Amar Rav Yehuda tsarasa deda. Tsara is like a word co-wife. Right, the first mission in Yavamas, that's the 15 Saras. Right, Sara is the co-wife, let's call it the co-finger, Dida, of this one. So it's the opposite finger of this one. That's Tsreda. What's this one? Mahi Godel. So this one, the unique finger, if we look at all five fingers, is the thumb. So the opposite finger of the thumb, that's Tsreda, that's what the sound that was used. So what does that mean? So Rashi says it means the next finger, the index finger. Right? So they snapped, in a way, with the index finger and the thumb together. The Ritva and others say maybe no, it just means the middle finger, because that's the way that you could really snap. So that's what the sound that they used to make. One of the fingers that are opposite the thumb. Right? That was the, right, in Judaism, in Yados, every finger, amazingly, has another name. Has another name. Right? The fourth finger is called the Kemitza, because that's what we do the Kemitza with. Every finger has another name. Machli Rav Huna ba'azal kala b'kulei be'rav. So Rav Huna once made this sound, and they heard in the old yeshiva. Rav Huna was a loud snapper, right? So that he used to make the sound with the etzba tsreda, and they heard it in the whole yeshiva. V'yomrim lo, ishi kohen gadol hafeg achaz al ritzba v'chulu, put your foot down. Amar Rav Yitzchak al chadas. What does that mean? Do something new. He used to tell the kohen gadol, do something new. Al chadas. Mayhi amri lei. Achvei kida. Show kida. What's kida? Kida is a type of of movement with the body. Does it mean standing on your head, standing on your arms, some type of kita? Rashi says here, no aids, godlov ba'aretz. You stick the thumbs in the ground, v'shochev, v'noshik as a ritzpah. You like as if kiss the floor and you stand that way. Some type of unusual acrobatic position that they asked them to do. You got to be pretty athletic to be the Kohen Gadol in order to be able to stay awake. Right? Elsewhere, there's a Gemara talks about Levi, that one of the Amoraim, you know, got injured doing this one time. Either way, this is what they say. You know, try to do something to stay loose and to stay awake. U'ma'asikin oso ad sheyagia zman hashchita. And they were ma'asik, they kept him involved until the zman hashchita came. Tana, lo hayu ma'asikin oso, lo b'nevav, lo b'chinar, elo b'pen. They didn't play any music. They just spoke to him. They talked to him. U'ma hayu omrim, what did they tell him? Besides learning the svarim that we spoke about yesterday, of Eov and Daniel, and Ezra Nechemia, and Devar Yamim, right? Remember the Tiferes Yisrael, the three things that Darshan has to remember. So what do they tell him? Em Hashem lo yivne bayis shav amalo bonavo. Right, if Hashem doesn't build a house, it's a special house. You can't make the house useless. Miyakira Yerushalayim lo ha-yushenim kol ha-layla. And the precious ones of Yerushalayim did not sleep the whole night. Kedesha yishma kohen gadol kol havara. The Kohen Gadol heard them learning. They used to stay up and learn, and the Kohen Gadol used to hear them, and that used to help him stay awake. Velotei shena chotfaso. And sleep should not grab him and overtake him. He used to stay up and learn during the night. Tanya, Abba Shaul Omer, af bigvulin hayu osin came. Even bigvulin, in outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside Yerushalayim, they used to do that. Zeichel HaMikdash, to remember what took place in the Beis HaMikdash, elu shahayu chotin. But it wasn't so perfect. What does chotin mean? Rashi says on the bottom, misachkin anoshim v'noshim yachad uba'in la'aveira. That used to be, not improper behavior between the men and the women. Right? This reminds us of Tosfos in Maseches Megillah, where Tosfos discusses why do we lay in the arayos on Yom Kippur afternoon? Yom Kippur morning we lay in achremos, the avoda. Why do we lay in the arayos? So various answers given. We shouldn't leave Hashem, and it's always compared to arayos, the fact that we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avodah Zarah. But Tosfos says, because the women wear all white and they look nice on Yom Kippur, and therefore we have to make sure that we remember the halachas of arayos. Like this Yom Kippur. Right, that's what he says here too. He says even Yom Kippur, we have to make sure that we stay in line with appropriate behavior. The Shulchan Aruch quote this idea in Hilchos Yom Kippur in Siman Tafreish Yutes, the end of the Siman. Nohagim lalun bebeis haKnesses. The minhag of some, I remember one man growing up that they used to stay in the shul the whole night. Nohagim lalun bebeis haKnesses. The minhag is to sleep in the shul. Vilomar shiros v'sishbachos kol halayla. Yes, praise and daven the whole night as much as you can, and then ultimately sleep in the shul. V'tov lishan rachok min ha'aron. Don't sleep right in front of the aron. The Rama adds, u'mishen erotz lomar shiros v'sishbachos v'layla lo yishan sham. If you're not going to try to say shiros v'sishbachos the whole night, you should not sleep there. V'achazonim ha'mispalim kol hayom lo ye'oru kol halayla. If you're the Baal Tefila, says the Rama, don't stay awake. Ki ma'abdin kolam kishe'enam yishenim. Right? You lose your voice if you don't sleep enough. Right? So that's the Rama giving us good advice. That if somebody's going to have to do something, one also might say that you're not going to have enough strength to properly serve the Tzibur. You're a shliach of the Tzibur. And therefore, we have to remember the law of diminishing returns. That we're going to say, oh, I'm going to stay up all night, I'm going to be in the shul, but, you know, if it's going to cost me, you know, my shachris, if it's going to cost me an appropriate experience the next day, then this is not a minhag to do. And that's where the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim on that line. Tov lil mo b'yom ha-kippurim mishnayis, meseches yuma, gam lil mo ma'amarim, besof yuma. It talks about what you're supposed to learn on Yom Kippur. Ve'ein l'tamar chacham la'asok ba'torah u'la'hashmit milomar tfilos v'slichos ematzibur. Person shouldn't be learning during Chazaras HaShatz, especially on Yom Kippur, says the Mishnah Berurah. One might say that, okay, I haven't learned all day, but this is a day of tefillah. This isn't a day of, I have to learn. You got to figure out when to do the daf on Yom Kippur. But in terms of the focus, it's supposed to be a focus of tefillah, and that's the Shulchan Aruch. It comes from here, that even Bigvulin, there are those that used to stay up, but one has to make sure that one doesn't sacrifice the tefillah the next day. Amar Abaya, fourth to last line. V'itema Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Targuma Naharda. Say this. This Chotin line is referring to Nahardo. Domrele El Yol Rav Yehuda, Achua Rav Sila Chasida, Amritu. So who said this? Eliyahu Navi said to this Amora, as we know, Eliyahu Navi appears in various places in Shas, talking to some Tanaim, talking to some Nevi'im, right? Eliyahu Navi Lomais, he went up in the chariot of fire, and he comes back. He's always, by a bris, we don't see him, because he just comes back bin Nishmato, in his Neshama. Chassam Sofer writes in a Tshuva, but he also, once in a while, comes back in his Guf. Like here, we don't have to assume it was a vision. He got back in his Guf. How did they know he was Eliyahu? Not sure. They figured it out. Eliyahu Navi. So he came back in his Guf, and he had a conversations with some Amoran. So Amrisu, Amai lo asi Mashiach. You wonder why Mashiach hasn't come. After all, the Marsha adds in, after Yom Kippur, all of Klal Yisrael are clean. There are no Averos. So he should come. So why? You wonder why Mashiach hasn't come? V'ha'idna Yom HaTikipurehu. Today's Yom Kippur. V'ivo kama besulta ben arda. And terrible sins took place. Meaning it's even on Yom Kippur, all of Klal Yisrael, hopefully many, are clean, but not everyone, and therefore Mashiach hasn't come. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Amar. So he says, what does Hashem think of this? What does Hashem think of this? Sometimes you have this conversation also, at the beginning of Maseches Gittin, they were taught, there was a certain sugya came up. They said, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing now? Oh, he's being osik in this sugya. Be like a shpagiva. So here too, what does Hashem think of this? Amalei LaPesach Chatas Roveitz. Hey, quotes the pasuk in Bereishis. That Hashem realizes that there are those that sin. And Rashi says, the Yetzahara Machtio Bal Karcho. Meaning, it's fascinating. What is Hashem saying? Not that I have sinners, but the Yetzahara is forcing them. Yetzahara is Machti. Hashem has Rachmanis on us, even as the Chatam are being done. The Satan, my Amar. Hey, what about the Satan? What does he say? Is he involved in this? Says the Gemara. This is one of the, let's do it first. Amar lei, Satan v'yomatikipure, leslei reshusa lastune. Very famous line that's spoken about by many mefarshim, Yom Kippur time. Yom Kippur, the Satan has no power. No power. If you remember, if we remember anything from Maseches Yuma, it's going to be this line. Mimai, how do you know he has no power? What's the remez in the Torah that the Satan has no power on Yom Kippur? Amar Rami bar Chama, ha-Satan, bigamatria, tlas mea v'shizan rabba have. One of the only gematrias in all of Shas. Right, there are a few of them. Right? But there are two halachas that we learn out from gematria. We learn out from a halacha in Hilchas Menachas, and we also learn Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, that a Nazir, if you don't specify, is 30 days, because it says Yihiyah, gematria 30. So this is not a halacha, but it's a remez. Right? How do you know the Satan has no power? Because HaSatan is gematria 364. Tzlas Mea Vashisan Rabba Yome Islay Rishuz Lastune. He has power to be Mastin 364 days. Biyoma Tikipure Lesley Rishuz Lastune. On Yom Kippur, he has no power. Right? That last day, he has no power. So then the question is, so how do we do Averis on Yom Kippur? If there's no Satan there. So the Mefarshim explained, because we have Achrei Pulos and Shachas Halavavos, because we do it the whole year, so it's hard for us to stop, and all of a sudden, even if the Satan's not actively involved on Yom Kippur, he's on the sidelines rooting. Right, for what he's done the rest of the year, and that's how it's possible, even Rachman al-Islan, to do a chait on Yom Kippur. There's a lot to say about this line, let's just mention a few points. Number one is the Kleyaka. The Kleyaka uses this line in Achremos. I think we mentioned this on the Daf Beis or Daf Gimel, that if you look in the Psukim by Yom Kippur, it says, Aaron HaKohen, Dabrel Aron VeElbanav, speak to the Kohanim, and the Pasuk says, Val Yavo B'Chaleis Al HaKodesh. You can't go into the Kodesh Kodashim. Can't go in. So what do you mean? Val yavo b'chaleis? Val yavo, so the pashas is, you can't go in, except unless you do this avoda. But if you look at that phrase, it says you can't go in. Val yavo b'chaleis, never! Says the Klei Yakar, because Yom Kippur is me'al hazman. It doesn't count like a time period. And that's why you can never go in. Val yavo b'chaleis! There's never a time! But Yom Kippur is me'al hazman. How do you know it's me'al hazman? There's no satan. It's totally not from this world, Yom Kippur. Says the Klei Yakar, Kiyam b'Yom Kippur, Shekol Yisrael Nimshalu, B'Yom Ahu L'Malachei Hashareis, Shehem L'Malam in Azman, V'Ein Azman Sholeit B'Hem, Zman is not Sholeit, Al-Kain Dome Yom Kadosh Zeh, Ki'ilu Eino Michlal Ha'eis V'Azman, Ki'kol Yemos Hashana, Michlal Ha'eis, Dainu Azman, Chutz Miyom Zeh, V'Remez L'Davar, and then he quotes our Gemara, Satan Ola Shin Samach Dalid, Yimos Acham Yitzah Shin Samachay, Lahoros, Shekol Yimos Hashana, Tzadam Yitzah Sholei, Bebrios, Bechulu, and that's what he means. One might ask, why do we use the solar year? right, on your mind, and not the lunar year? So the answer is because the lunar year is not so kavua. For example, this year, you got a month difference. So it doesn't really fit if you have such swinging between the number. Like the solar year is always the same, right? The lunar year, you're off by a couple days, you have an extra day, an extra this, and then you have an extra month sometimes. So that's why to be able to have the message of Yom Kippur every year, we have 365. Two other fascinating ha'aris. Number one is the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua will go back. First we'll say the Pnei Yoshua, then we'll go back and say one of the Rishonim. The Pnei Yoshua on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which we're all familiar with. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that on Rosh Hashanah there are three books that are open. The Rishonim Gemurim, the Tzadikim Gemurim, and the Beinonim. Rishonim Gemurim are, Tzadikim Gemurim are Nechtavim v'Nechtamim la'alter l'chaim. Right, the tzaddikim, the great, perfectly righteous, they are written and sealed for life right away. Rosh Hashanah, Rishon Gemurim, Nechtavim, V'Nechtamim, La'alto L'misa. That's on Rosh Hashanah. Beinoniim Tliim Ve'Omdim. So many questions on this Gemara. Why do you need a third book if they're just going to be into one of the other two books by the end of the week? Right, so okay, there are many questions, but Tliim Ve'Omdim Ad Yom Kippur. What did it say on Yom Kippur? Right, Zocha, if there was Zocha, which either means they did more mitzvos than averos during the week, or they did tshuva, Zocha, so, Nechtavin l'chaim. Lo Zocha, Nechtavin l'misa. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, there's no Nechtamin? It says, on Rosh Hashanah, there's Ksiva v'chasima, Nechtavin v'nechtamim l'chaim, l'misa. And then it's a diakal. You don't catch it if you read the Gemara. On Yom Kippur, Zacha Nechtavin L'chaim, Lo Zacha Nechtavin. Where's the Chasima? Says the Pnei Yoshua, among other questions. He says, on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was working through Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin, he's got all of the prosecutors in Shemayim, all of the defendants in Shemayim, and he's trying to figure out. That's why it's Tzadik Gomer, somebody who really deserves it. Midas Hadin, Rosh Hagomer, somebody really deserves it. He says, that's Rosh Hashanah. The Betchila, that have Rosh Hashanah, Shumavor, Mishud Rosh Hashanah, who Yom Adin Hagomer, L'chol Bo'ay Olam. V'osa Yom Yosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'don, Im Kala Pamlaya Shalo, Shehem Asarim Ho'el Yonim, V'chulu. And therefore, because he's working in Din, it could be viewed as MS. What is the chosim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Emes. So Rosh Hashanah, you could have a chasima, which is Hashem's signet. He signs it with Emes. That's Midas Hadin. Ma she'en ki kivin she'yam kodosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, kidamrinan, v'haynu nechtamim. But on Yom Kippur, Hashem acts with Rachmanus. Hashem acts with Chesed. It's an Eitz Ratzon. Yom Slichu Mechila. What, wiping out our sins? That's Emes. It's not MS, that's accepting tshuva. But after all, it's not MS. You know what? How is it not MS? The Satan has no power today. This isn't MS, this is Rachmanus. Hashem keeps him out of the courtroom. He says, so there can't be Chasima, because Chosomosh L'Kadosh Baruch Hu is MS, so the Chasima is left out. You close the book with just the Ksiva. And that's it. And then the person is Nechtav L'Chaim, but that is good enough for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'Rabbein Abba Yoma, Hayoma, Les Rishus Son, Les Tune, L'Chaim B'Sayik Bosa Yom, B'Midas V'Rav Chesed, L'Hatos Klapei Chesed, V'Hayna L'Beinonim, U'Mishim Hachi, L'Kamar B'Yom HaKippurim, Nechtavim Nechtamim, Shei Chosamo, Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. L'Chaim Nira Li, Nachon V'Ezos Hashem Yisbarach. That's the Pnei Yeshua. One final point related to this Gemara is a Kolbo. A Kolbo. One of the Rishonim, let's use Rishonim. It's commentary on Siddur. Says the Kolbo in Hilchas Yom Kippur. Why do we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur? So, the most common reason is Zecher to the Yom Kippur of Yovel. When we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to blow shofar. But he says, V'yesh omrim shatam taki yazu. Another reason is La'arbe v'sasatan. La'arbe v'sasatan. What do you mean la'arbe v'sasatan? Everything at that time of year is la'arbe v'sasatan. Right? We blow during Elul, and we don't blow during Erev Yom Kippur, and we don't have Shabbos Mevarchim. Many la'arbe v'sasatan. So how does it work here? Because the satan is about to go back to work. He's been off for 25 hours. So now, right, when he's about to go back to work, we wanna blow, we wanna be ma'arbev him. Ki b'yom ha'kippurim, lo yehebo koach lishlot, be Yisrael, lefi sheim kamalachei ha'shareis l'chol devarim. I'm Yisrael like angels, as the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chaf. Harei lecha yom yoser al shmo v'hani yom ha'kippurim. Then he quotes the Aruch, who says, Mamish, We're like Malachim, Mahain, just like Malachim are Yachathei Raglayim, Af Yisrael Kain, Mahim Ebayim Lo Achila Vol Shasi, Af Yisrael Kain, Mahim Shalom Beinehem, V'nikiyam Mikol Chet, Af Yisrael Kain, U'mozo Yom Kippurim Chosun La'anagosam Agashmis, Chosek Amasatan B'tocham L'fichav Tokin De La'arbonis. That's an earbuff. Just to fulfill the Tiferes Yisrael from yesterday, that you have to pepper the shiur with a story once in a while. So related to this, I mentioned in the mitzvah shiur, in the last mitzvah that we did 502, I think, 2 days ago. So Yom Kippur, there's no fire. Everybody's Shalom Beinehem. There's an amazing question that is asked by the Sfas Emes. The Ramban says at the end of Dvarim is the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, Levilti Rum Levavo Me'achav. The king, right, should not have his heart haughty. The Ramban says, this is the makar in the Torah for the Isra of to be a Baal Gaiva. Levilti Rum Levavo Me'achav. Ask the Sfas Emes, but what do you mean earlier in Parshas Akev it already says, V'rom levavecha v'shachachtos Hashem Elokecha. It already says, your heart might go up, and you'll forget Hashem, so Gaiva is already there. Why does the Ramban wait to Parshas Shoftim to talk about Gaiva, V'rom levavecha earlier? So the Sfas Emes gives the mashal. Says the mashal of, you know, it's a man in shul, who on the gabbai walks by him on Yom Kippur, that's what just made me remember it, and he walks by and he hears him saying, V'idui Hashem, I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody. Oh, my heart is broken. I have so much to work on. The Gabbai hears like, he's like, wow. He says, I was going to give him Shlishi. But I see, obviously, he feels so broken. You know what? I'll give him a different Aliyah. Give him a different Aliyah. He obviously feels. He's such a Baal Vidui. So, you know, this other guy wanted the Aliyah. So I'll give this person who's doing the great Vidui, I'll give him a different Aliyah. Guy comes up to the beam after he's called up. He starts screaming at the Gabbai. How could you do this? I'm a Shlishi man. What are you doing? You think I'm a Chamishi? Do I look like a Chamishi person? I'm a Shlishi person. What are you talking? What are you doing? It's like, I was like, I don't understand. He says, 5 minutes ago I heard you saying Vidui with a broken heart and bent over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of a sudden you come screaming at the Bima. So he says, it's similar to understand. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a nobody. He says, I'm a nobody in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This guy? He says, this guy is a nothing. This guy, I'm so much better than this guy. He says, it's easy to be an anav in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be an anav for our fellow Jews. He says, to not be a Baal Gaiva in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's that Mela. The root of Gaiva, Levilti Urum Levavo Me'echav. He says, from our Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, not to think of ourselves any better than anybody else. Says, that's real anava. So that's why Halavai, as the Kolbo quoted the Aruch, says, we should have Shalom Beinenu on Yom Kippur, like he says, the Medrash says, and every day of the year. Okay. We continue. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah, so what do? So they kept him up the whole night. What's the first thing that's done? Every day in the Beis HaMikdash, including Yom Kippur. Bechol Yom, Tarmin Es HaMizbeach, Bekriyas HaGever, Osamechlo. Trumas HaDeshen. First Mitzvah in the Torah every morning of the Avodah. What's the first Avodah done every morning is the Trumas HaDeshen. The Kohen goes and takes a shovel full of ashes from what was burned overnight, takes it down the ramp, deposits it to the east side of the ramp. Miraculously, it was absorbed into the ground right at that spot. That's Trumas HaDeshen. There's a separate mitzvah, machlokas, whether it's counted separately, called Hotsa'as HaDeshen. If on top of the Mizbeach there was so much Deshen, the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen is Ein Lo Shir, really. A little bit, you take off. Just to be Yotzei. Hotsa'as HaDeshen, where it's so full, so then you got to take it outside the Beis HaMikdash. But Trumas HaDeshen is done right there, in the Beis HaMikdash, every day, it's taken down. So, every morning, they did Trumas HaDeshen, B'Kriyas HaGever, Osamachlo, Bein Lefana Melacharav. They did it right at Kriyas HaGever. We'll see what that is. It's a Machlokas Rishonim. Right, Baalei Tosfos say that Trumas HaDeshen was done before Alos every day. The Rambam's formulation is after Alos, after dawn. So the Machlokas, around dawn time. Osamachlo, Bein Lefana, Bein Laacharav. Right, a little before, a little after, that's when it was done. U'biyoma Kippurim, Mechatzot. Yom Kippur was a busy day, and we'll see why else. So they did it even earlier. They did it right after Chatzos. Uberegalim on Yom Tovim, on the Chagim. Meashmur Harishona, from the first watch already. It was done very early, right? Because you have many, many karbanas to bring. The Menchas Chinuch notes, not Rosh Hashanah, just the Regalim. Because you have so many karbanas that are being brought. By the time dawn came, the Azara was full. It was full of Klal Yisrael, Yisrael Kadoshim Haim, that we wanted to bring our karbanas. Rashi's lashon is the last Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi says, why was it full? Mi Yisrael hamivin karbonosein lihios mizumanim lahakrivam achar hatamid miyad. Right after the carbon tamid, they want to be able to get in there and to bring their karbanos. Achronim say, what about the carbon musaf? Would that be right after the tamid? Either way, it means soon after. Soon after, they wanted to bring their karbanos early. There's a beautiful Rav Hirsch that we mentioned a number of years ago relating to Trumas Hadeshen. The message of Trumas Hadeshen. He says there's a dual message. He says, on the one hand, the idea is, what's Trumas Hadeshen? It's as if you're signifying, yesterday's avod is finished. We're taking the deshen out, today's a new day. Today's a new day. Don't worry about what happened yesterday. If today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, amazingly, in 24-hour periods and days. Hashem could have created the world as one long unit. We don't sleep, we just go. For 120 years, He could have created the world like that. But no, He created it as days, and we sleep in between, so we have many new beginnings. Says Rav Hirsch, Trumas Hadeshen means, whatever happened yesterday, don't worry about it. Take out that deshen and start afresh. But on the other hand, he says just the opposite. The first avoda every day is related to yesterday. Says you have to build on what was done yesterday. The first thing every day is connected to what was yesterday. So it's a balance in Yahadus. It's building on yesterday, but not being held back by yesterday. It would give the idea, in the English translation, as the introduction to the service of the day, that today brings no new mission. It has only to carry out ever afresh the mission that yesterday too was to accomplish. The very last Jewish grandchild stands there before God with the same mission of life that his first ancestors bore. And every day adds to all his predecessors in the whole passing of the centuries. His contribution to the solution of the task given to all generations of the house of Israel. The Jewish today has to take its mission from the hand of its yesterday. So it's connected, but he also says the point is to have something new. Contrastingly, express the thought that nevertheless, every fresh day brings the whole Jewish mission to be accomplished afresh. Fresh as if nothing had yet been accomplished. Does the beginning of every new day call us to our mission with a full new devotion and sacrifice? The colony continues. So it's opposite ideas behind this mitzvah. So after Trumas Hadeshen, they get the Kohen Gadol ready. Tznan Hasam. The Mishnah says there in Maseches Zvachim, Evarim shepaku me'al gabei ha-mizbeach. Let's say during the night, one of the limbs fell off the mizbeach. Maybe there was a little fire for the heat. It fell off the mizbeach. So do you have to return it to the mizbeach? Kodem chatzos yachsir. If it's before chatzos, you have to return it. And the Gemara elsewhere says, it was talking about a limb that's mostly burned, but not totally burned. But, so do you have to return it before chatzos? Yes. Because we have not yet reached the level of what's called na'asis mitzvah. So, its mitzvah has been accomplished that has not come yet by chatzos. Umo alin bahen, and also it's still subject to mi'ilah, right? Because its mitzvah hasn't been done there. The issue of getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash. La'achar chatzos, but if it's after chatzos, and the piece has been mostly burned, lo yachzer, there is no need to put it back. V'ein mo'alin bahen, and there is no mi'ilah. Meaning, chatzos is a magical time period, according to the Mishnah, that creates na'asis mitzvaso. It creates, the mitzvah has been accomplished, in Rashi's Lashon here, it creates chatzos Ose ichul. Chatzos creates ichul, which means digested, which means burned, right? That is a halachic status. So where did that come from? Minan imili. How do we know that chatzos creates, has that magical power? As follows. Amarav. Kasev echad omer kol halayla v'hiktir. One pasuk makes it sound like you could do the haktara, you could burn the chalavim, the evarim overnight, the entire night. Because of echad omer kol halayla v'herim. The other pasuk says, no, you could already be merim during the night. So do you burn the whole night? Or do you do the harama already during the night? So haketzad chalkeyu. It must mean that you split up the night. How do you split up the night? Where is there a splitting up point during the night? It must be at chatzos. Chetzi lahaktara v'chetzi laharama. The first half is purely for haktara. Once chatzos comes, you don't remove anything directly, but if it comes off, it already is considered huktar, and therefore you don't have to put it back on. Period. Let's continue first, and then I'll come back to the hektar chalavim. Masav Rav Kahana. So we're going to ask Akasha from our Mishnah. Bechol yom tarminus hamizbeach b'kriyas hagevro samichlo be'milafad milachrav. Every day they did it around dawn. Our Mishnah turning over. And if you say this drasha is really daraisa, the first half is haktara, the second half is possible for harama, So how are you able to do truma beforehand, earlier? Daraisi, hechi makdiminan. Right? How do you do it so early? On, if, oh, you want to say Yom Kippur is right after Chatzos, what about the Yom Tovim? How can you do it if it's a din to Oraisa, that until Chatzos, it's not called Na'asis Mitzvaso, then you shouldn't be able to do Trumas Hadeshin before Chatzos? So, Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. So Rabbi Yochanan darshins the psukim differently. Darshins it differently. Meaning, it's not a din to Oraisa. It's not a din to Oraisa. So that's why you're able to do it. It's whenever you can do it. Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the following. Mimashma Shenemar Kol Halayla, from the fact that it says the entire night, Haktara, eino yodei, eini yodei shehu ad haboker. Don't I know that it means till the morning? Matam alomer ad haboker. So what does it mean till the morning? Tein boker, lebokro shalayla. Give another boker to the real boker. Meaning this real morning. And then we say it could be an earlier morning as well. There could be an earlier point in time that you start the avoda. Right? Because it says boker twice. So hilkach, so therefore, it's flexible. It's flexible, says Rabbi Yochanan. Bechol yom, tar minas ha-mizbeach, b'kriyas ha-gever, o samach lo, b'mil afanav, b'mil acharav, sagi. Every day, it's enough to do it at dawn. Right at dawn, and that's good enough for the Trumas Hadesh, that's all we need. B'yom ha-kipurim, we're going to go with our girsa first. De'ika cholsha de kohen gadol, that the kohen gadol could be weak. Meaning, he's been up all night, he's going to have a long day in front of him, you better start early. Avdinon mechatos. You do it from Chatzos, Ubi Regalim to Nefisha Yisrael, on Yanta, where there's so many Jews, and Nefisha Karbanos, Avdinan Meashmoris Harishon. You do it earlier, from the first watch, Kidiktani time. But remember, nighttime is really the following day, in Yadus. Even though in Kudshim, usually it's not, but it's flexible. So therefore, Kidiktani time, Lo Haisa Kriyasa Geber, Magaz, Hachaisa Azara, Maleya, Mi Yisrael. So, it's not a Din D'Oraisa, it's more of a flexible, you have an extra boker, an extra time period, and Chazal understood, whenever you need it, you know, you can make it like that. So, we discussed way back, where's way back? Brachas Dav Beis. Right, Brachas Dav Beis, we know, Hector Chalav Mevaran, this Gemara says Beferish, the whole night. Is there any Xera Drabanan about that? About not the whole night? So if you remember, Rashi on Daf Beis and Brachas. Rashi says there, the Gemara says, why do you go till Chatzos? Kedei lahachik es ha'adam min ha'aveira. What is the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Shas referring to when the Mishnah says, Lama amru chacham ad Chatzos? So Rashi's, there are three things listed in that Mishnah. So what does Rashi say there? Lama amru chacham ad Chatzos, Daf Beis, Kriyashma, uba achilas kachim. Rashi says, two out of three. There's a Gzeira Drabanan that you have to make sure to say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. You have to make sure to eat Karbanos, that you're able to eat the entire night. You have to finish it by Chatzos. What's very important is what Rashi doesn't say. Rashi does not say the third Maisa mentioned in the Mishnah. That's Hector Chalav Mevarim. Right? The Mishnah said, Mitzvah Sanashi Yala Mura Shachar. Rashi leaves that out against the Rambam. The Rambam has it. But Rashi says clearly that there is no gzeira drabanan. There's no harchaka created by the chachamim to make sure that evarim upadarim are burned by chatzos. Why not? Why not? Why isn't there a harchaka just like there is by kriyashma, just like there is by achilas kachim? So the Noda Bihuda, the tzlach there says, koinim zrizim heim. The other two achilas kachim is by koinim, it's also by Yisraelim, kachekalim. Right? Kachekalim can be eaten by Yisraelim for day, night, day. Right, so Kohanim's Rizim Haim though, and that's why we're not worried by the Hector Chalav and Veivarim. That's the slot there. If you look in the Rosh Yosef on Brachas there, the Rosh Yosef says a different pshat. He says the Torah says Beferish, right? In our Gemara, at a boker, it says till the morning. It says a Beferish. If the Torah says something Mufurish Laheter, based on the Taz that we mentioned last week, Chazal don't have the power to answer it forever. Remember what the Taz says. Chazal can knock out shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos. Because that's not assuring something that the Torah says beferish to do. Because when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, it's okay. Chazal could asser temporarily. But if Chazal said, don't do Chatechal Mevarim the whole night, don't do it, says Chazal can't knock that out. Because that's why the Rosh Yosef says it is, that's the answer. You got to work out. The Torah says you can eat the whole night. So in a chinam, you got to work it out. You got to look at in the Rosh Yosef inside to see how he does work it out. Okay, Viter. Oh, so I said we just read our girsa of the Gemara that cholsha to kohen gadol. That's a very crucial line. even though it doesn't seem that way on the surface. Tosas here, Dibur Maschol Mishum quotes two dayas, whether it's Cholsha de Kohen Gadol or Cholsha de Kohen. What's the issue? Right here, the Rishonim, as well as last week, Adaf Yudbeis discussed something that's going to come up over and over again. Did the Kohen Gadol have to do everything on Yom Kippur, even what's not specific to Yom Kippur? Did the Kohen Gadol have to do the Trumas Hadeshen? Did the Kohen Gadol have to bring the Karban Tamid? Did the Kohen Gadol have to do the regular avodos of the day besides the unique avodas Yom Kippurim? So that is machlokos all over. Balamor and the Ramban on the first page in the back, right, discuss that. The Ramban says that he did not have to do everything. After all, we're going to learn soon that there were lotteries performed on Yom Kippur. So why were there lotteries if the Kohen Gadol did everything? The Baal Amar says, no, not always. The Ramban brings rayas from the Nusach that we say in Musaf on Yom Kippur. But right here, Tosfos discusses this also. What does Tosfos say? Mashma, the afilu trumas adeshen, shehi avodas halayla enek sheira elabo. Because it says the girsa of Cholsha de Kohen Gadol, because he's going to get weak. Unless you say that means you better start early, because when he starts his avoda later, you know, he's going to get weak. So you got to work out. But if you have the girsa of Kohen Gadol, it sounds like he's doing it himself. In the continuation on the next Amud, he quotes the Riva, who has the girsa of only Kohen. And then he quotes the Ri at the end. You could also have Kohen Gadol, but like we just said, maybe it still doesn't prove anything. Either way, that's an important line for that sugya. We continue. Says the Gemara, my Kriya Sagever. So back to the Gemara. What does Kriya Sagever mean in the Mishnah? Rav Omar. So we had the next couple of lines we've already had in Shkolim. Rav Omar Kragavra. Gever means the person, the announcer, the one that wakes up the Kohanim. That's who's calling here. Rabbi Shela Omar Karatarnagola. It means when the rooster calls. That's Gever. Rav Ikla La'asri Rabbi Shela. One time Rav, remember Rav who just said it means person, go visited the place of Rabbi Shela. Lo avi amor l'meikim alei de Rabbi Shela. Usually, as we know, whenever an amora gave shir, he whispered something to somebody with a loud voice, and the person with a loud voice repeated it and announced it to the Talmidim. So when Rav came to Rabbi Shela's yeshiva, there was nobody to do that. So come Rav alei. So Rav sat down, and he said, I'll do it for you, Rabbi Shela. V'kam afarish. And in the middle of the shir, he mentioned Kriya Sagever, and Rav said what he thought it meant. My Kriya Sagever, Kragavra. Amalei Rabbi Shela. Rabbi Shela looks down upon him and says, excuse me? V'lema ma kratarnagola. Excuse me, I hold the other sheet. I know what you're doing. So Amalei, so Rav, who they didn't know it was Rav at the time, Rav turns around and says to Rabbi Shela, Avuv l'chari, a flute for a nobleman, zemar legardoi lo makablu amine, what won't be acceptable to the weavers? What does that mean? I've already said this answer to great rabbis, and they've accepted it. So you, who aren't as great as the other gedolei hador, you're going to have problems with it? So all of a sudden, Shaila's like, who is this? Kiavi kamina alei de Rabbi Chia umefarishna my kriyas agever. When I was in front of Rabbi Chia, first Rav continues and explained what it is. Kara gavra v'lamerli v'lamidi. He didn't correct me. V'at amerli ema karatanagola. You're going to say, excuse me, amerlei mar nihu Rav. He says, wait a minute, you're Rav. Neinach mar. Can you please take my seat? He says, I don't want you. Please, you can't. I can't have you as my amora. Amrle, he said, no, I can't do that. Amri Inshi, people will say, Itagartle Pots Amre. If you're hired out for the day, just comb the wool. Meaning, if I already accepted to do this for the day, this is what I'm going to do. Or, Ikeda Amri Hachi Amrle. And here's the Hanukkah connection for the day. Right? Or others say, Malin Bakodesh Velo Maridin. Malin Bakodesh, as we go from 1 to 8, Velo Maridin. Look at Rashi's Lashon over here, though. Because Malin Bakodesh means different things in different sugis and shas. Second wide line on the bottom. Gnai hadrasha hu she'ered ani v'yakum pachos mimeni lagomra. That's the Malam Bakodesh is, it's not, I would like to formulate this Rashi as, it's not covetic for you to have somebody less than me serve you. And therefore, I'm going to continue for the day. Period. Tani gavasi derav, tani gavasi Rabbi Shela, just finishing. Tani gavasi derav, that it means a person, gvine cruz, ma'o omer, what did the announcer say? Im dukonim lavodaschem, v'levim luduchanchem, v'yisrael, l'ma'amadchem, v'yakolo nishma v'sholos parsos. Three parsos away, he was able to hear the announcer. Maisa, and we had all this in Shkolim, if you remember. Maisa b'Agripas HaMelech, shoyabab adarach v'shama kolo b'gimel parsos. Agrippas was so excited that he heard the voice three parsels away. Ukeshebala beso shigala matanos. He sent him matanos because he was so excited. The Afalpiki, and the Gemara says Kohen Gadol meshubach mimeno. The Kohen Gadol is even greater than that because it's even more than three. The Amar Mar, the Kfar Amar Ona Hashem, when he said Shem Hashem on Yom Kippur, the Nishma Kolo biyericho. Right, which was farther. The Amar Abba Rechana, Amar Yochanan, Yerushalayim Liyericho, Yud Parsi. It was 10 parsos. Right, so therefore the Kohen Gadol was even a more unbelievable. The Alva got the Hachi Ika Cholsha Vacha Leka Cholsha. And keep in mind, the Kohen Gadol was weaker than a regular announcer every morning. Vahachi Imam of Hazan Lelya. And also, here it was daytime, and there it was nighttime. And we know the Gemara says, by nighttime, noise travels farther. And you can look it up. You could Google it. Dam Rabbi Levi. Mipnei ma ain kolo shel adam nishma biyom kederach shenishma balayla. Why is a person's voice is not as far by yom as it is by layla? Mipnei gal galchama sheminaser berakia. The sun that cuts into the heavens. Kecheresh haminaser barazim. Like a carpenter who's cutting wood. So somehow that's Chazal's way of saying, and it could fit in exactly why it travels, not only because it's quieter at night, but scientifically, sound might travel farther at night based on the temperature, but this is how Chazal formulated it. V'haicher g'dayoma, and that sawdust of the day, lo shmei. Sometimes when you look in the sun's rays, you see like little dust floating around. So says the Gemara, that's the sawdust of the sun cutting into the rakia. And you call it lo, like nothing. It's like nothing. It's not tangible, really. V'haicher g'dayoma nebuchanetzar, v'chodayrei ara kilo chashivin. Everything, all the people of the land are like nothing to me. I'm not machshiv them at all. Period. But that's what we first brought that in to show that the sound travels fast, travels farther at night. Again, remember the Ravid that we've mentioned whenever this comes up in Yericho, this amazing Ravid at the end of Maseches Tamid, where he says Yericho. It wasn't that it went all the way from Yerushalayim to Yericho. You don't have to say that. You could say that it was heard in Yerushalayim and Yericho. Hashem wanted to make sure people remembered Yericho was special and unique. It's the Truma of Eretz Yisrael. It was the first place when Yisrael conquered, and Hashem performed all these nisim in Yericho, even though you're not allowed to rebuild Yericho, but to remember that this was a very special place when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue tomorrow, Hashem, with the last daf in the first perek, and we talk about the differences between Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni. That's on tomorrow's daf.